Now, that earthquake destroyed public buildings, including the United Nations headquarters in Port-au-Prince. The chief of the UN is among about 100 people reported missing. The presidential palace was damaged, though we're told the president survived. The National Cathedral was damaged, and the Roman Catholic Archbishop is reported among the dead. This is what the city looked like after sunset to Paul McFun of Doctors Without Borders.
People were sleeping on all the roads where we would have liked to be able to move last night, the roads that are not completely obstructed with rubble. Massive destruction, including much of MSS infrastructure also. And everywhere we go, a massive demand from people to help them with trapped family members, with people who are suffering from major injuries.
McFun describes the urgent, immediate needs of the population.
The reality of what we're seeing is severe traumas, head wounds, crushed limbs, severe problems that cannot be dealt with the level of medical care that we currently have available with no infrastructure really to support it. So our major priority and focus is to reestablish as soon as possible a secondary level surgical capacity in the country.
President Obama this morning pledged unwavering support to help Haiti recover from this disaster.
We are just now beginning to learn the extent of the devastation, but the reports and images that we've seen of collapsed hospitals, crumbled homes, and men and women carrying their injured neighbors through the streets are truly heart-wrenching. Indeed, for a country and a people who are no strangers to hardship and suffering, this tragedy seems especially cruel and incomprehensible.